also paskin, even though his Rebbe was alive, but since he was in a different city, he was Becharsa the Yagzin. Trashi Chasa, Shemir, the Yagza, Shemish. Shebonavu, Amgushi, Kachwis, which was going. So the kid, since he was in a different city, then you are allowed to paskin, even though your Rebbe is alive. Aviv Haran, Yavu Shusum, your Rebbe. Right? Ravina, Sar, Sakina, Babovo. Ravina, Sar means Rashi, Vodik, Sakala, Toyek. He used to check the knife, the Sheikhid knife, before they shechted. You're only supposed to show the knife to a chochem. You shouldn't give cover to the chochem. He should pass if the cholof is good or not. The nimsa Ravina Ravina was the one that used to pass him to look at the knives to make sure they're good. He took the cover from the city. Ravashi Rabbi and his Rebbe was still alive. Ravashi, but Moshe Mechas in another city. Heavy. Vini Bavel. So right, it's the same raya that even though your Rebbe is alive, but since you're in a different city, you're allowed to pass it. So Ravina Marasa Kinev Abovim. Omolei Ravashi. Ravashi said to him, his Rebbe said to him, my time of Marhochi, how come you're doing like this? You Omolei, what's so schwer? Ravam Nuna Ori Bechars of the Yagos, Vishnei to Rav Chizda. I saw Ravam Nuna, even though he was a Talmud of Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda was alive, still he passed him when he was alive. Why? Because it's a different city. Here also, I'm passing in a different city than you're living. So what's wrong? Why can't I do it? Omalei Ravashi said, no, there's no raya from there. Omalei, lav oirui itmar. I didn't learn that he did, in fact, I didn't paskin anything over there. It's not true, he didn't paskin. Loi oirui itmar. Omalei itmori, the itmo loi oirui. The pshat is, we learn taka both ways. Sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. It's mishmei the rafunu, rabbe yehudu loi oirui. And when his rabbi rafunu was alive, he didn't paskin, even in a different city. Although the oirui b'shtei the rav chizda. But when Rav Chizda was alive, then he did paskin. Even though we learned from Rav Chizda, but the Talmud Chover did lay heavy. It's called a Talmud Chover, kamat like a chavrusa. So a Talmud Chover, a special Talmud, he is allowed to paskin the Makam Rabbi. Rashi Talmud Chover, Chochem Kemoisai. He was just as smart as his Rebbe was. He learned one or two things from him. That's why he was called his Rebbe. So in such a case, when you're a Talmud Chover, then if you're not in the same city, then you're allowed to paskin. But Ravashi had a tiny Ravina. Like you, Ravina, you are not a Talmud Chover. So Bazoi, your mom is a Talmud. So it's also for Japaskin. So the answer was, nay, nay. Is Ravina answered back, nay. The Ano Nami Talmud Chover Demarano. Ravina answered back, no. The reason why it's Mutter for me, because I'm also a Talmud Chover. Hey, so I'm also come out just as smart as you are. Now, why are you the Rebbe? Because I learned a few things from you. But really, I'm just as smart as you. Therefore, it's mutter for me to paskin as long as I'm in a different city. In other words, if you're stam a Talmud by Stas, you can't paskin a Mokam Rabbi, even another city. If you're Talmud Chover, then you are allowed to paskin.
Right.
Omar Rova, Surmim Rabbonin Chozil Anashi, about a Sheikhid, if a Surmim Rabbonin chefs for himself, he's allowed to check over the knife himself. He doesn't have to give it to somebody else to check it over. So Drasha Nafshe, boy dig sack in the Sheikh de boy. A Sheikh is allowed to check out the knife for himself if he's a Talmud Chochem, who asks me. Behemah Shalai, he's shechting his own behemah. The Ansarach Laharos Lerabi, he doesn't have to show it to his Rebbe. So that's the Locha Tumu Rabbon, it's Chosel Nafshe. Revinas at Gemara, Lemaisa, Vizman Hazir, Avais is all Sheikh and hold it at the Mechomim. Or Lemaisa, the meaning is Vizman Hazir today that all Sheikh them check their own knife. They don't give it over to Talmud Chochem. The other pshatas could be all Talmid Chomim are Moichel Akvoidei, and they let the Shechtim do it. But the Maita today, all the Shechtim check it themselves. A Mikri Radin, though, you're not supposed to check it yourself the first time, you have to give it to Talmud Chochem. But if you have to give it to your Rebbe. But if you're a Talmud Chochem, then you're allowed to do it for yourself. But only if you're Shechtim for yourself. Ravina Ekloida Mechuzah, Ravina wanted to Mechuzah. Aist Yeshpachsino Sakina. So the innkeeper brought his knife in front of Ravina. Ravina should check it out. And he said, look at it, see if it's kosher or not. Omalei, so Ravina answered him back, Zilam Tuyula Rova. Go bring it to my Rebbe Rova. Don't give it to me, give it to Rova. Omalei, so innkeeper said back to Ravina, Loisova Lomar Hodi Yomar Rova, that Surma Rabbon and Chosel Nafshe, your Rebbe Gufa Rova said that any Talmud Chochem is allowed to check the knife for himself. So the Chura, you Ravina, is also Talmud Chochem. So what are you telling me now? I have to give the knife to Rova. Why can't you check it out to make sure it's kosher? Omalei, Ravina answered back, Poshid. Ano Mizvan Zvini. The pshat is, this payment doesn't belong to me. I'm not shechting for myself. There's only a kula of a Talmud Chochem shech for himself. He doesn't have to show the knife to somebody else. He can be sent with his own bedikah. But here it's not my shechita, I'm not shechting for myself. You're shechting it, you're the butcher. I'm only going to buy it from you. So who's shechting it? You're shechting it for yourself, it's called. So because then I can't check it out for you. You have to give it to my Rebbe, and he has to check it out. Shrashia, no mizvan zvini. Ki yachil no v'yahai bisro v'dmeya no zov. And I'm buying with money, lo minoch. Hilkach lavon avshoi. It's not my own. El gesha tabcha hebeli. You're like any other butcher. And I can't check out a knife for somebody else. You have to give it to my Rebbe. That was a nice one. Stop here.
Yeah, I'm holding where the the Samach Gimel holding. Okay, and the shalom again, if you light a paskin, the mokum rabbi. Yeah, by the after the parentheses here. So, my Rabbi Leze mehagunya, Rabbi Abba bar Tachlipa, ikloi leve Ravacha brei Ravika, they went to visit him. The Yasre the Ravacha bar Yaakov. It was in the place, in the Mor of Astra, this place, was Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Okay, so these Tamil Chomim went to visit them at this place, that Rav Acher bar Yaakov, he was the Morad Asher there. Is boy Rav Acher breed Raviko lemevid lu iglo tilsa. He wanted to have a good meat, so he wanted to have an eagle that's a calf of iglo tilsa. Iglo tilsa, Rashi has two short in what iglo tilsa means. The third behema. Rashi says, iglo tilsa, Rashi, Godol Shlish, a behemoth that's only grown one third. For Yosu Aimid Yikatam Basara, that's when the meat is the best, tastes the best. An animal that's only one third grown, one third of its life, if you shecht it then, that's the best meat. Because it's not like we learned. We take a behemoth, I'm asked to raise it, you raise it till it's one third. Yermina Nami, Moisa Shlish, Bisharcha, Alma Urcha Achlish. That's a state that to take care of a behemoth until it grows one third. When the behemoth is one third grown, then it's a good time to eat the meat. That's the best thing. Mishnachrin, another pshat Rashi has the shlishi lebetin. It means it was a third kid from the mother's stomach. There was the third child. That's the best meat. So Rashi doesn't like this pshat. So the kid said he wanted to have an animal that was only one third grown, and he wanted to shech that behemoth. Is Rav Acher breid Ravika lemevad lo igla tilsa. Is Isi Sakina, so the Sheikh that brought the knife before the Medish Chita, but called Machilu, and he checked it. His Rav Acher Breid Ravika checked over the knife. Omalu Rav Acher Bar Tachlifa. So Rav Acher Bar Tachlifa that was standing with him asked him, Lo Lechish Lo Lisaba, aren't you afraid that there's a Morad Asra here? We said before, this was the place of Rav Acher Breid Ravika. This was the place of Rav Acher Breid Rav Yaakov. So of course, since Rav Acher Rav Yaakov is the Morad Asri on, how come you're checking the knife? Why don't you show it to the Rav here? To the Talmud Chacham of the Shtot, how come you're doing it? Is Omelu, so he answered back, Omelu Rabbi Lozo Me'agrunyom, Hochi Yomar Rav. This is what the way Rav Paskin, like we had before, that Tzumim Rabbonin, that means the Talmud Chacham, Chazi L'Nashi, he's allowed to check over the knife before he makes the Shchita for himself. Hey, there's only a loch, if I'm a person, when he makes a shchita, when he has his knife, he's supposed to show it to the Rav of the city, to the Morad Asrum. But Shaykh, the Talmud Chochem, he's allowed to check it himself. So that's what he answered here. Even though it's true, this is the place of Rav Acher, Rav Yaakov, but since I'm a Talmud Chochem, I'm allowed to check it out myself. So the Gemara, Chozi L'Navshei, so he tried to check the knife out himself. So the Morad Meister was V'Yinish, and he got a Meinish. He got something happened to him. V'anish Reb Lezer Me'agrunya. He got an einish. For the Gemara, Ivo, Amar Rovo, Tzuma Me'rabonin, Chos L'Nafshei. Why did he get an einish? The Chori did the right thing. Rovo said, if you're a Talmud Chochem, then you're allowed to check the knife yourself. Hey, so if a Talmud Chochem wants to go make a shrita, he's allowed to check the knife himself, even though there's a Talmud Chochem in the city. So why did he get an einish for? The Chori didn't do anything wrong. And the Gemara, Shani Hosom, Tiaschilu Bichvoidoi. There's a difference here. That's once he asked him, like his friend asked him, how come you're not being choshed for the cover of the Rav here? So once they mentioned the cover of the Rav, you shouldn't have done it yourself. If nobody would have spoken about saying, hey, there's a Marad Asra here, don't do it, you'd be allowed to. But Talmid Chacham is allowed to look the knife over himself. But once they asked you and told you, you should know, this is the Mokum of Rabbi Yaakov, so it's not nice to do it in front of him, then you should have been choshish for his COVID, and you shouldn't have done it. So Rashi, the Atzilu Bechvoidoi, Meyacha Shener Maloi, the Nechesh L'Saba, once they told you, why aren't you choshish for the COVID of the Rovim? V'eschilu L'Dabi Bechvoidoi, and they started to talk about the Giver of Rabbi Yaakov COVID, L'Hoidol L'Zalzo B'Dover, then you shouldn't have went and made the Shechit yourself, checking the knife out yourself. Then you should have waited and showed it to the Rav first. That's one teretz. The boy is saying, Shani Ravach of Rabbi Yaakov, the Muflug. He was like a Godel Hador. If somebody is Muflug, extra special, then you can't look over the knife in front of him. Strashi, the boy is saying, Shani Ravach of Rabbi Yaakov, the Muflug. Harbe Moid Hoyezokin V'Chochem. He was a very older person and a very big Chochem. Therefore, even a Tzurim of the Rabbon in the Talmud Chochem, when he shechs, he's not supposed to look over the knife himself. But he has to show it to Rav Acher Rav Yaakov. That's why he got an oinish. Omar Rova. So Rova now, Ule Afrushe Meisura, if somebody's doing an Avera, and you want to tell him, stop doing it, you should know what you're doing is an Avera, Afilo Bifon of Shapadomi. Even in front of your Rebbe, you're allowed to tell somebody this. You're allowed to paskin to somebody. Because even though we had before that in front of your own Rebbe, you're not supposed to paskin, you can't paskin the Shiloh in front of your Rebbe. Even a push of the Shiloh, if you're allowed to eat an egg with the milk, we said you're not allowed to paskin the Mokum Rabbi. Mashenkin, if somebody's doing an Avera and you see him, you're allowed to tell the person, stop doing it, it's an Avera. That's called Afrushim Yisurai, Afilu, even though you're standing in front of your Rebbe. That's not called like you're paskin in front of a Rebbe. That's Mutter, Shapadomi. Tomorrow Ravina have a Yosef Kaimed Rabashi. Ravina was sitting in front of Rabashi. Chazi saw Lehu Gavra. Hey, so Ravina was sitting in front of his Rebbe Rabashi, and he saw a person, the Ka'osale Lechamro Vitinso Veshabata. He was tying up his Chamorah's donkey, Vitinso, on the deckle tree, on the palm tree on Shabbos. Now that's Nisim Midrabonim. You're not allowed to be mishtamish with the tree on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to tie up your Chamor, your donkey, or the rain on the tree. It's Nisim Midrabonim. So the Maisa was, so Ravina saw this, Rami Bo Koilo. So Ravina yelled at the person, told the person, stop doing it. As even though Ravina was in front of his Rebbe, he still told that person, stop using the tree on Shabbos. And the person did not listen to Ravina. He kept on tying his chamor onto the tree. Is Omalais, Ravina said, Lehevi Hagavar B'Shamtoi. This person deserves to be in the Shamtoi. Shamtoi is a type of a klolo that the Chum give you, that you get an English for it. He put him into Shamta like a nidui. He excommunicated him. Omalei, so the person said back to Ravina, Ki hai gavna, mi mischazia ki afkirusa. No, so Omalei, no, this is what Stam Ravina asked his Rebbe. Ki hai gavna, mi mischazia ki afkirusa. Did I do anything wrong, the fact that I told this person to stop doing an issa in front of my Rebbe? Is there anything wrong or not? As though you're not supposed to paskin in front of your Rebbe. But what about this? That I didn't pass you and I just saw a person doing an Isser, I told him to stop doing it. Is there anything wrong to tell somebody to stop doing an Avera, even though you're in front of your Rebbe? Trashi Amalei, Ravina Ravashi, Hai Nilsa, the Avidis Kamoch, that I just did in front of you. Hashtem, Mihaviat Kerusa, Chutzpah Eloi. Is this called like an Avera, it's called a Chutzpah, even to do this in front of your Rebbe? Or maybe no, it's only a Chutzpah to pass in the Shail in front of your Rebbe. But if you see somebody doing an Avera, you're allowed to tell the person, stop doing it, even though your Rebbe is there, like it's a different Agdoro. Or Malay, his Rebbe talk against the back, you're right, you're allowed to do that. But the Pasuk says, Ein Chochma, V'Ein Tfuna, V'Ein Etzel Neger Hashem. There's no Chochma, don't ask any questions, there's no Tfuna, understanding, V'Ein Etzel, counsel, Neger, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means what? That Komokim Shiesh B'Chil Hashem. Anytime somebody is doing a Chil Hashem, which hereby states it means doing an Avera. Once you do an Avera, that is called the Chil Hashem. Is Ein Chokim Kavod the Rav. Then there's no Hagdara, you have to give cover to your Rebbe. As soon as you could stop the Chil Hashem, you're supposed to go and stop it. So here we saw the person using the tree, tying off his Chamor on the tree on Shabbos, that's an Issim of the Rabbonin. He right away ran and yelled at the person, stop doing it. Like to stop the Chil Hashem. Trashi Ein Chokhmo. Ein Teras Chokhmo, the Kavod Utfuna, the Yoyetz, or Medes Neged Chil Hashem. That once there's an Indian Chil Hashem, you're allowed to stop the person from doing the Avera, even though you're not giving cover to your rabbi. That's Mutter. Omar Rav, so Rav, Bifonov also v'chayiv Misa. You should know, if you're paskin the Shail in front of your Rebbe, you're chayiv Misa. Shalei Bifonov, what about your paskin Shalei Bifnei Rabbi? It's also, v'yein chayiv Misa. It's still an issa to do it, but you're not chayiv misa. So Rashi before Navosar, lohoi rois v'chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. For ho the rova lav lafrusha misa rekoi elabol yishoyel. I mean, to be mad for somebody, you're allowed to. But if somebody comes to ask you a shiloh, you're supposed to tell them, my Rebbe is here, ask my Rebbe, you're not supposed to pass him. So if you pass him before Nav, you're chayiv misa. Shloi before Nav, it's only usher, and you're not chayiv misa. For tomorrow, v'shaloi before Nav loy, is it true that if you pass him not in front of your Rebbe, you're not chayiv misa? V'atanya, Rebbe Lezer Weimer, loy meso b'nei Aaron, why did the children of Aaron die? Ad shohoiru halocha b'fnei Moshe Rabban. The reason why they were mace, the chet that they did, that caused them to have misa, was that they paskin the fnei rabban, the fnei Moshe Rabbeinu. My Dorish, what's the posik? V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-koyin eish al ha-mizbeach. That b'nei Aaron put the eish al-mizbeach. Omru, they said like this, af ha-pi sh'eish yoredis min ha-shamayim, even though by the eish of the mizbeach always came down min ha-shamayim. So really, really, we're not supposed to light a fire there. There's always a fire, the eish brings down the fire. Still, they held, they dashen themselves, mitzvah l'hovi min ha-hedyut. Still, there's an Indian to bring the fire min ha-hedyut. And that's what they did, Ibn Yaron. They brought the eish and put it on the mizbeach. And because of that, they got the misa, they died. So you see, they passed in. So here, it wouldn't be so shver. The chura, this could be, it was b'fnei Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll soon see what's called the funus. This alone wouldn't be a shverkei. But the shverkei is the next case. V'talmud echad hoyolein rebeleza. Shohoira halacha in front of him. That he passed in front of him. And he passed in the shayla in front of him. So the Talmud, there was in the Maisel, another Talmud echod. Hoyra le Rebbe Lezer, shohoira halacha in front of him. That this Talmud passed in the shayla in front of his Rebbe. Omar Rebbe Elozer, li'imei sholem, ishtoi. So Rebbe Elozer, that was Rebbe, told ima sholem, that was his wife, ishtoi, that was the name of his wife, to ni ani, im yoitzi zer shenosei. I wonder if this person would live out the year. And the Meister was, this Talmud did not live throughout the year. That was the Meister, but Talmud Taka died. Omru Lois, his wife, said to him, Novi Yato, are you a Novi? How do you know this Talmud's going to die? Oh, my Lord, he answered to his wife, Loi Novi, I'm not a Novi. Loi Ben Noich, I'm not the son of a Novi. Elakach Nukoblani, this is what I was Makabal. That called Hamoira, Halokha, Befnei Rabbi. Whoever passed into Shaila in front of the Rebbe is Chayiv Misa. See, the Talmud passed in front of his Rebbe, and he was Chayiv Misa. And now, the kasha is like this. The Yom Rabba Bar Bachonam Rabbi Yechanan, Oisei Talmud, this Talmud that passed in the Shalom in front of his Rebbe, was Yehuda Ben Gur Yishmoy. That was his name. Voyerochot Mimenu Sholosh Pasois. And he was three Pasois in front of him, away from him. So this is the kasha. You see, even though he was three Pasois away from his Rebbe, Zohar is called the Paskin Shalom before Nov, still he was Chayiv Misa. So why do you say only if you pass him if nei rabbi yechayiv misa? Here it's mashmi, even if you pass him shleib if nei rabbi yosti yechayiv misa. It's called the man your rebbe is alive. This is called a rebbe muvuk. A rabbi muvuk means that you learned roiv chachmosim imenu. If most of your learning you learn from one rebbe, he's called your rabbi muvuk, and from him you're not allowed to pass him in front of. And here it's mashmi, even if you were ruch, you're away from your rebbe shalosh pasois still, and this is called shleib if nei still yechayiv misa. So it's a steer with what we just got finished saying. After the Gemara name, the Maisa was before Nev who? Really it happened, he was before Nev. I, for the Gemara of Arochus, the man who Sholosh Pashoyis Koma, how could you say that Talmud was in front of his Rebbe? It says that he was away, he was away 300 Pashoyis Koma. After the Gemara, all the time, according to your Tam, Shmoy, v'shem olav loma. What do we have to say over what the Talmud's name was and what the Talmud's written, the father's name for? My Naftimina. Elo, what do we say this for? Shloi toima moshal hoya. The reason why the Gemara has to explain the Talmud's name is you shouldn't stand think the Gemara just stand saying a moshal, like exaggerating, and really you're not chayiv misa. It has to tell you, no, the maisa really happened with this Talmud. And the Melo, once it tells you the person's name, it tells you where he lived. You know where he lived. He lived, Taka, 300 pasoyas, three pasoyas away. Oh, but that's where he lived, that's the city he came from. But Lamaisa, this chet that he passed in front of his Rebbe, is still not before Nov. He was in front of his Rebbe. So now there's no stira. And that's the way we come out. If you pass him before Nov, then you chayiv misa. Shloi before Nov, it's only also, but you're not chayiv misa. So Drashi, before Nov heavy. Why did it say the Maisi was far away? Means the place where this Talmud lived, his hometown, was Sholosh Pasoyis away from his Rebbe. When he passed in front of his Rebbe. Now the Meister Tosis here, the bottom Tosis on Samech Beis on the Beis, the bottom Tosis, and the Zvot, they all speak out that the dinner before of you're not allowed to pask in front of your Rebbe. That's Teich Shalosh Pasois. It doesn't mean you have to mamish be in front of your Rebbe. As long as you're within the three Pasois of your Rebbe, that's called Befonov. Because that was the Maisa by Bnei Aaron. When the Bnei Aaron passed in the shell, they took the Eish and put it on the Mizbeach, it was Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't right there. But the what was, since it was Teich Machni Yisrael, that the whole Machni Yisrael was Shalosh Pasois, that Yud Beis Mil, that's called Bnei Moshe. So the Bnei Aaron passed in front of Moshe because they were within three Pasois of Moshe. Rochot means you're living, three Pasois away from your Rebbe. If you're 12 mil away from your Rebbe, then there's no Chiv Misa, it's only Yosef. And we'll say again, there's only by a Talmud, by a Rebbe Muvuk, that you learn Roiv Chachmos Mimenu. And the Maisa Rishus helps. If your Rebbe gives you Rishus, you're allowed to Paskin. That's one of the Inyonim to take Smicha, that you get Rishus from your Rebbe to be a Poisik. Even though your Rebbe's alive, so there shouldn't be a Shali, a Paskin, if they Rabbi, if your Rabbi gives you Rishus, it helps. Right. Om Rabbi Yochanan. Call Hamoira Halacha b'fnei Rabbi. If somebody passed into Shaila in front of his Rebbe, Royal Hachisha Nochish. It's right that a snake should bite him. Shenema the Posik says, Vayan Eliyo ben Brache Labuzi, Vayoymet Tzor Ani Layomim. I'm very young, I'm a young person. Al Kain Zachalti. Therefore I held myself back. Mashma Zachalti, he held himself back. V'yirok Tzichosim Am Chamas V'choli. And says the Oksiv, Am, says in the Vorim, Am Chom Nezoichli Ofer. So you see, he got this on his vice place with the Shal, he passed in the Shleib of Rabbi, and the Postik says that he got an Einish like Zoichli Ofer. So you see, he Zoichat, the snake should bite him. The Bach, it's on to Oksiv Hosm, it says over there, Am Chamas Vecholi. And the Postik, it says in the Vorim, Am Chamas Zoichli Ofer. That what's called Am Chamas? That means Zoichli Ofer. That means that the snake will bite you. That's the Evarai, if you pass them. If they're rabbi, the oinish will be the snake will bite you. Ziri Omar, Ziri said that Rabbi Chanina, Ziri, Om Rabbi Chanina, Ziri said over the name of Rabbi Chanina, Nikra Choyte. The person is called a Choyte also. Shenema the Pasuk says, Dilti Tzofanti Im Rosechom, in my lave I watched you Im Rosechom. Laman Lo Yechto Lecho, I should not do a chet to you. Mashmav, I said, you're paskin. If they're rabbi, it's called you did a chet. Sadrashi Tzofanti Im Rosechom. Konasti Devorai. That means I held back my learning. Milahuris Bamokan She'eya Choyta Olayim. I did not paskin b'fnei Rabbi, because then I'll be called a Choyta. So you see, if you paskin in front of your Rebbe, you're called a Choyta. Rav Hamnune Rami, Rav Hamnune Yasakasha. Siv Bilibi Sofanti Mosecha. In my lave, in my heart, I watched your Mosecha, your Torah. No, I didn't speak out. I didn't say it out for Rabin. I only learned Torah in my lave. That's what David Melech said. Ogziv, another Pasuk of Tehillim, it says that Bisarti Tzedek Pekor Rav. Bisarti Tzedek Pekor Rav means I went and taught the Torah Pekor Rav in front of everybody. Here it says he only kept it in his heart. And here it says he was Malamed by Shati, he taught everybody. Lekashe, Kan Bisman Shira Yirikayim. Hey, Bisman David Amelis Rebbe. Yira Hayira was Kayim, was alive, he didn't pass him a rabbi. That's the only kept in his lave, he didn't pass him a rabbi. Kan Bisman Shainira Yirikayim. But Shaykh, when his Rebbe was Nifter, then David was Mayra Lacha for everybody. The Rashi Ira Ira Rabbi Hu. That was David Amelis Rebbe. Kedaksiv Hoya Kayin Le David, Rav Le David. He was David's Rebbe. Omer Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda. Kol HaNoisei Matnoisov L'Koyin Echot. When you have your Truma, your Maisras, Matnas Kuna, you're supposed to give to a Koyin. So if I says, Allah, you're not supposed to always go to one Koyin. You're supposed to share it. Give to this Koyin, give to that Koyin, give to different Kohanim. But if you always give your Matanas to one Koyin, it's maybe Rav Loilam. It's a bad thing, and you bring hunger to the world. Shenema, that's what happens by David HaMelech. Shenema says by David HaMelech, Iro HaYiro Hoya Koyin LaDavid. He was David HaMelech's Koyin. For the Gemara, the David, the David Koyin. What do you mean? He was only Koyin for David. He was a Koyin, period. What do you mean he was a Koyin for David? Elamai means the Gemara, Lekuliyama Loi. But to everybody, he wasn't a Koyin. He was a Koyin Stam. He was a Koyin for everybody. So what does the Pasuk say? He was only a Koyin for David. Elot means Shoyim Mishaga Loi Mat Noisav. That David HaMelech only sent his Matonis only to him, only to Raira. He didn't send it to anybody else. And if I said this was a Ksat Chet. Or Ksiv Basra, the Pasuk says right after that, by he robbed, he made David. There was a robbed, there was a hunger, he made David. So you see, if you give your matanas only to one coin, it's not a good thing, and that brings a row of boilum. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Moiri Denoise Migadlusoi. If somebody passed in front of his Rebbe, they also take him down from his Gdula, from his greatness. He's brought down. So Drashim Moiri Denoise Migadlusoi Liel Koi Adiziru B'moir Alach Lefnei Rabbi. If somebody passed in front of his Rebbe, he's taken down from his Gdula, from his greatness. Shenev Matzaz by Ibn Ayaron, Vayomir Lozer Akoin, or Lozer Koin Tel Anshea Tzvo, is Afagav the Yomlu, even though he said over, Liacha Yaba Tzivo, that what I'm telling you now is Bishain Moshe Rabbeinu, Vyoysa Lotzivo, and it wasn't told to me, Afa Afiduachi Yonish, still they got a Moinish. As I said, they were default, it was called the Amor Alach of the Fnei Rabbi. So Rashi Yisacha Yaba Tzivo, the Chola Kovad the Moshe, the Tzivo Ashativo Hashem as Moshe, for Hera Halach is Giyol Aches Azov. They were paskening, saying over these halachas, even though they told the people, you know, we learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu, but still, they shouldn't have paskened these halachas, the rabbin, b'fnei rabbi. B'fnei rabbi, we said, just means, toich sholosh pasoyis. So Rabbi Yaron did a chet, that they paskened, they're telling over these halachas, b'fnei rabbi. And they got an einish for this. The Yaksiv, the Pasuk says, ul'fnei elozer ha-kohen yami. It says that Yeshua should stand in front of Elezer HaKohen. Mashma that Yeshua was supposed to use Eliezer HaKohen. Like he should have been a great person, Eliezer HaKohen. And Yeshua should use him, should ask him shailas. V'loyashkechon yitzvach le'Yeshua. And the Yonish was and never came. We never found that Yeshua had a go to ask from Eliezer or anything. So even though he was supposed to have a gedula, it was taken away from him. So Rashi deceived, or the Fnei Eliezer HaKohen yamad v'shoyloi. Show you osted Yeshua li'yosorach li'shoyl dvar alochem Eliezer. Really, Yeshua was supposed to ask halach is from Eliezer. He was supposed to be the Godel. V'loyashkechon, v'loyachah misas Moshe, and after Moshe was mazed, we don't find anywhere the Yitzvach le'Yeshua le'Elezer l'shoklum. We don't find anywhere that Yeshua had asked from Eliezer. Even though he was supposed to have this gedula, it was taken away from him because he passed him afnei Rabbi. Omer Rebbe Levi, kol demoisiv milo, kainei Rabbi, if somebody says something in front of his Rebbe, Rashi Moisu means Meisha Dvar Moir Alocha. The same thing. If you answer a Shaila, and if somebody comes and asks you Rebbe a Shaila, and you go and answer the question, you should know, is Ozul Yishoyal, you'll get the Einish that you go to the Misa, to the Kfura, V'lai Vlad. You won't have any children. Shinema the Rai is from Yeshua. It says, Vayan Yeshua bin Nun Meshoras Moishim Ebchurov, Vayomer Adoni Moishi Koloim. That's what Yeshua answered back. And this was the Misa, the two of Nevi'im, they were still saying Nevi'is, in the Machaneh, so Yeshua went to tell Moshe, and he said a lashon that Adoni Moshe, our master Moshe is Koloyim, is like finished. So Rashi learns Koloyim Ruyim Hein Lakach Devilei Kemoir Alochem. In other words, Yeshua is saying, you too, Eldad and Medad, you're Roy to be Koloyim, like you're Roy to get an Einish now. Since you're saying Nevuah, like the Malkei Moshe Rabbeinu, so Yeshua gave up Sak and said, you should know Koloyim, you deserve a Misa. That's what you deserve. That was like being Moir Alochem from the Rabbi. And it says by Yeshua, Oksiv Nun, Vino Yeshua, Vino.